Mothership Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget. Why did we call it the Hour One Nugget? Well, it wasn't me that came up with that name, but it was somebody else. And really, it's a word that comes in the first hour that we believe to be a nugget for you. So listen out for it. We're now studying 1 Peter, and we've studied right up to chapter 4. And just as an aside, if you're enjoying these daily devotionals and Hour One Nuggets, you can get them all in archive. And all you've got to do is go to www.worshipradio247.podbean.com. And if you go there and look for archive, you will see all the archives there. And you can go back over the Hour One Nuggets right from the very beginning, and certainly to the beginning of 1 Peter, and you can hear the whole lot. 1 Peter 4, and the first verse says this then. So then, since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourselves with the same attitude he had, and be ready to suffer too. For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin. Those are incredibly wise words. I'll say it again. So then, since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourselves with the same attitude he had. Be ready to suffer too, for if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin. In Scripture it says, take up your cross and follow me. And Peter is just reiterating that, really. Take up your cross and follow me. How many of us are willing to do that? How many of us that purport to be Christians, that say, yeah, we're born again Christians, how many of us are happy to take up our cross and follow Christ? I was sitting there earlier on today watching the funeral of Margaret Thatcher. She's now having a state funeral, and it's going on right now. And as I watched the service and listened to the service intently, I looked around the crowd. And coming to my mind is this. How many of those dignitaries, how many of those posh people, how many of those, I can't think of another word, dignitaries will do fine. How many of them would take up their cross to follow Christ? Or how many of them are just interested in their own agendas? As I listened to various people bringing scripture to this solemn occasion, my heart broke in a sense, because I thought, who's going to be moved by that? You're listening to the Word of God, but who's going to be moved by it? The Prime Minister actually did a reading from John, the 14th chapter. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. But the way the Prime Minister said it, I don't mean to be picky, but it had no effect at all. No effect at all. It was done in a religious, somber way. Listen to these words, beloved. When I bring you scripture, listen to what the words of God are saying. If you are prepared to suffer physically for Christ, it's an indication right there that you're done with sin. Do you hear that? Do you hear what I'm saying? Are you prepared to suffer for the living God? If you are, then you're done with pain. There are many religions in this world that take on that battle. They will happily suffer physical pain for the one that they believe in, or for the gods that they believe in. But can the same be said for you and I? Can the same be said for us who follow Christ on a daily basis? Are we prepared to suffer physical pain? Because if we are prepared, beloved, then Scripture tells us right here we're done with sin. And I, for one, want to be done with sin. I don't want to sin any longer. Romans, the 3rd chapter and verse 23 says, "We all sin and fall short of the glory of God." That's Paul talking. But do we want to be done with sin? Do we want to take up our cross and follow Christ in that way? If you feel that you want to do that, if your answer to that question is yes, then shout yes loudly right now. Shout it as loud as you can. In actual fact, if you've got a window near you, open the window and shout yes. You see, beloved, declaring that you will take up your cross and you will follow the Master is one indication in your life where you can say, "I am done with sin. I am done with sin." Beloved, Peter is saying to us very clearly today, we have to have the same attitude. You must arm yourselves with the same attitude he had. What was his attitude? His attitude was love. His attitude was peace. And that is how we are to live our lives, loving and being peaceful. And as we love, God will send his love into our lives, and we will sense, many for the first time, how high and how deep and how broad God's love is for us. I have the privilege of having the love of God poured out on my life for 7 whole days, and I can tell you at the end of that 7 days I was saying, "Enough, Lord, I don't think I can take any more." It was amazing, and it's life-changing. Beloved, I want you to be able to take up your cross and follow Christ, knowing that he loves you so much, so much. And I want you to take up that cross and follow Christ, bearing all unto death and knowing that if need be, you will suffer for him. Because then you know this: you are done with sin. You are done with sin. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word today, and I give you all the honor and the glory and the power that is due your wonderful name. And I lift your name high now, Savior God, in Jesus' mighty name.